My name is Jin Rong. Welcome to Learning English Through the Bible. We are so glad that you could join us today as we begin our look at the most important book this world has ever known, the Holy Bible. In Chinese, the title Holy Bible is translated as 圣经. In the United States, the Holy Bible is more commonly called as simply the Bible. Now, if you ask an American, what is the Bible? Most will correctly identify the book as the Word of God. But there are many additional interesting facts about the Bible that most Americans do not know or have not thought about. For example, more Bibles have been printed than any other book in the world. This fact is amazing, because the Bible is not a short book. Most Bibles are at least 500 pages thick, and it is not unusual to find Bibles with larger print that are thicker than 1,000 pages. Can a book so thick really be that popular? Some Americans will visit bookstores and like to buy the books that are on the list of best-selling books for the previous week. This list is very popular. Authors who have a book that reaches number one on the list become very famous. But many Americans do not know that the list specifically excludes the Bible. Because if they included the Bible, then the Bible would be the number one book every week. No other book even comes close. If the Bible was not excluded from the list, then no other book could ever be number one on the list. If you ask an American, what does the word Bible mean? Many will not be able to tell you the original meaning, because the word Bible does not come from the English language. The word Bible actually comes from the Latin word Biblia. And the Latin word Biblia actually comes from the plural of the Greek word Biblion. The Greek word Biblion means book. Since the English word Bible comes from the plural form of the Greek word Biblion, then the English word Bible literally means books. Sometimes the word Bible is figuratively explained as a collection of books. So why was this word selected as the title? Because the Holy Bible really is a collection of many books. The Bible consists of 66 books, divided into two parts called the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament has 39 books, and the remaining 27 books are part of the New Testament. We Chinese have a tradition of holding our history to be 5,000 years old. The Bible is a written history that began over 6,000 years ago. The Bible has been translated into more languages than any other book. Because the Bible is such an important book, the translation is very accurate and is done by Bible scholars and language experts. We often think of the Bible as an English book and associate the Bible with the West, but actually, the Bible was not originally written in English. The Bible was written thousands of years ago before the rise of modern English, and most of the books of the Bible did not originate from America, nor from Europe, but from Asia, specifically the Middle East. Originally, the Bible was a foreign teaching to a Western world that did not believe in God, the Creator of all things. But the Bible has been accepted by many Western cultures over the last 2,000 years because they have read the Bible and recognized the Bible as containing God's truth and God's blessings. The Bible is the authoritative book on the relationship between God and man. While there are many other important books, no other book in history can compare to the Bible. Because of the reputation of the Holy Bible, the English word Bible has developed another meaning. The word Bible now also means a book that is considered to be the most complete book on a particular subject. For example, an expert may write a book about computers. The book is so well written and complete that others may introduce his book as the Bible of the computer field. Perhaps the author may have even titled his book The Computer Bible. By giving his book this title, the author is telling everyone several things. Firstly, the book contains truthful information. Secondly, the book contains no errors. Also, the book is written by an expert on computers and contains everything a person must know in order to use a computer properly. Finally, the book is recognized by others as being the authoritative book on computers, and no other book is comparable to his book. But if you ask an American, "Do you have a Bible?" they will know that you are talking about the Word of God, not a book about something else, because the Holy Bible is recognized as being the only truly complete book. So let us return to the question we asked at the beginning of our program. What is the Bible? Most Americans will tell us, "The Bible is the Word of God." Why do they give us this reply? Because the Bible itself tells us. There is a passage in the Bible that says, "All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord abides forever. And this is the word that was preached to you."
凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。所传给你们的福音就是这道。The
word that was spoken has now been written down. Where? In the Bible. Thousands of years have passed. Many empires have risen and fallen. But the Word of God has always been there. Because the Bible also tells us that the Word of God is also the Word of life. I hope that you will be able to join us again next time as we begin to read more words from the Bible. Until then, may God bless you and may God be with you.
愿神祝福你，愿神与你同在，直到我们下一次见面。